Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is FCB Radio, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbradio.com.
When I bust into your zones, microphones get crushed out. I break the sucker down to dust. Now I do what I must. Who with the rush?
Hey yo, welcome to Necessary Roughness. This is Eric E. Will Williams alongside Christy Maggard.
Hey, hey.
CJ Cobb.
The king has returned.
Wakanda forever.
Oh my gosh.
And Darvio the Kingpin Morrow from the Outlaws Radio Show.
I don't even know how to follow.
You know what? I've been thinking about this. I think we just need to go ahead and like drop the from the Outlaws Radio Show because you're a part of the show now.
Yeah, I started off filling in and then I'm basically like here.
You
hear
yeah, every
so,
night.
So I think going forward it's just gonna be Darvio the Kingpin Morrow.
All right, that works. Whatever.
Well, speaking of Darvio, I want to do a quick shout out to him, man. For all of you, by the time this show is put out there, I want all you guys to go on whatever you got, whether it be iTunes, Amazon, Google Play Store, Tidal, anywhere you can, and go download my man's new album called The Journal.
That's right.
Which has features that might be people in this room by the name of CJ Cobb and myself, Eric E. Will Williams.
Yeah, two of the three regular hosts of this show are on my album.
Yes,
which
Lord.
One just doesn't belong? It's me.
One is the loneliest number.
And trust me, y'all, they're not singing on the album.
So yes, trust me.
No.
We do our little jingles here, but...
Darvio didn't pay us enough for that.
And we're still waiting on that, what is that, Farmers Only sponsorship.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on it, too.
Real quick, too, E, man, I just want to send a huge shout-out. She doesn't know I'm about to do this, but my mother, Beverly... Cobb, Beverly Jean Wansley, before she was married, has put out a book. Mom, I'm so proud of her.
Shout out.
My mom has written a book. It's called Second Chance by Beverly Cobb.
That's awesome.
I'll show the picture like a kindergarten teacher. I'm show it
you know,
the
and you know
right
what?
Now.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to put that on the Necessary Roughness page on Facebook.
I'm so proud of her. She's been writing short stories for so long. And
really?
And she's. I've been telling her, you know, really put this stuff out. And she finally went ahead and did it, got a publisher. She's been working on it for a long time, and it's finally out
there.
She's
a big supporter of the show, too.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing.
So get it on Amazon and your Kindles. Okay. It's called Second Chance by Beverly Cobb. It's about a second chance at love, and I'll leave it at that. I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
So I'm going to put to you, Mama Cobb.
So I'm going to put this on the air so that he can't wiggle his way out of it. I want us to interview your mom.
What?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I know she listens to the show.
Yeah.
So she's going to hear that.
So she will hear this.
Mama Cobb, you have no choice. You will be interviewing with us now.
Yes, we want to interview her.
Oh, my God.
So it's up to you to make that happen.
Amazing.
Oh, I'll see if she can clear her schedule. She's very busy.
After all her book signings.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Very busy woman.
All right.
I wrote it down. Look in my notes.
Thank you. Thank you. Mom, love you. Congratulations.
That's so phenomenal. Proud of you.
Congratulations to Mama Cobb.
And you know what? Mama Cobb, I'm going to shout out your son, too, here because, you know, what was that? Was that last week or 2 weeks ago when we prayed on air for my bae?
I learned my prayers from my mother.
There you go. Thank you, Mama, for teaching CJ how to pray because we did a prayer on air last week.
Christy wasn't here, was she?
No.
I don't think you were here.
I wasn't here for that one.
Okay.
And, you know, it was for...
You missed your blessings, baby.
My girlfriend.
I did.
Who is white to learn how to season chicken. And I'll be darned.
What she do?
I witnessed her seasoning chicken like 2 nights ago.
Hallelujah!
I'm like, CJ, the prayers work, baby.
Look at God. Look at him.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Amen.
He did it.
Did she hear that episode?
I told her about it. I think she might have. Oh, yeah. Actually, she was the one that told me. It surprised me because she hadn't listened to this show before.
Right.
She's listened to the Outlaws, just not Necessary Roughness.
Right.
And, you know, where she's getting ready to cook in the kitchen. She's like, oh, yeah. Y'all praying for me now? And I'm like, ooh. At first, I ain't even catch it. I'm got shook at first. You listen to that?
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, we was praying for you.
So, yeah, now
we was trying to pray for you so you can be invited to the Black Cookout.
So now you know anything that you say can and will
be used against you.
You also know now the power of prayer. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be
gracious.
Sending the collection plate around. Ushers, lock the door. Lock the sanctuary doors, ushers.
All right, on that note, so let's start with Christy. I hear you just came back from a place that I don't even want to pronounce, but you just came back from vacation.
Yes.
From Michigan.
Yes, from Michigan. Yep, I can say it because I've grown up going there all my life, but the house that my grandfather built. So,
oh, wow.
I haven't been every place in the world, but I always tell people it's my favorite place in the world because it is. It just is my happy place, and he did such a phenomenal job building it. It's an amazing house with a private beach on the lake. And it's just dirt road. It's in a little place you've never heard of called Millersburg, Michigan. So,
and you're absolutely right.
I've heard of Millersburg, Ohio.
No. Millersburg, Michigan. It's next to Roger City, which is hilarious because that was my grandpa's name, Roger. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. But anyway, it was amazing. We just got back today, and I got home, and then I got back in the car immediately and drove up here to do the show. So,
like a gangster.
Dedication. That's, I love it. Yeah. And that's why you're the superstar of the show.
Absolutely.
Because I sure as hell wouldn't have done that.
I don't know about that. But, well, because I got the day off to go to Emma's game. So, otherwise, if I hadn't done that, I would have taken it off to be on vacation. But,
well, I'm glad you're here.
Well, thanks.
We missed you. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I try. But, yeah, it was amazing. And I didn't get as chance to get as much sun as I wanted to. The weather wasn't cooperating. But the last day that we were there,
you can take some of my sun. I got a lot.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm a little well done.
Okay,
myself.
A little extra. Thank you. Just rub it off on me. That'd be great. But yeah.
Well then, moving on. Darvio, how was your week?
Hang in there.
Yeah, I just had a moment there. My week was really good, man. A lot of things going on here. Been working a lot. And once again, the journal is out, by the way.
You know it.
So make sure y'all go and check that out at iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, you know, all of the major.
Just don't look for outlets. Christy Maggard on the record. I'm not there.
We have to figure something out for Christy to do.
You know what, Christy?
I'm giving you a hard time because your dad started it. That's why.
You know what? I'm gonna do something here.
I don't have vocal talents.
Petty Patty here.
This is unofficial. This hasn't been talked about on air before at all. But I myself may make an album. There's no release date, anything like that. And Christy, I'll make this promise to you right now. So it's on air. So you have receipts. You can be on my album.
Christy,
just rapping 50 Cent.
Remember, guys.
50 is your spirit animal.
I am coming out with a mixtape called Fatboy Sandwich in 2032. Christy.
2032.
Christy, you can be on there.
To be the white girl on your album. Thank you.
I do want to send a shout out to these two brothers over here for their contributions.
Yeah. It's very good.
When you all hear it, you're definitely going to like it. You're going to like the contribution that E. Will made. He did like a spoken word on one of my songs. You'll see it because he's credited in it. And CJ, you are going to thoroughly enjoy what he did on the album. And
there it is.
He's credited as well, so you'll know exactly what it is. He did a skit where the idea of putting that skit on the album was actually born right here in this studio.
Yep.
You're welcome.
During a Necessary Roughness taping. So
I just have that effect on me.
And there's a little teaser for you. On that note, CJ, how was your week?
My week was great, man. I just wanted to take the time, man, just to really speak about how blessed I am just to be able to come here, work with you guys, go to a regular day job, everything's working. The truck is still running, you know, on and off. Sometimes she want to act up. Big Burgundy, she's getting up there in years, so she's going through something right now.
Getting but
we're working through it together, okay? But, I mean, sometimes I think we all get caught up in our regular routines and humdrum of the daily grind that you just lose sight of things that you can be thankful and grateful for. So, you know, today I had a great talk with somebody, and I'm just gonna be grateful for what I have, and not be so.
Choose to be grateful.
Exactly.
It's good. It's good attitude.
Exactly. So my week was great, man.
That's awesome. Totally awesome.
That's what I like to hear. My week was pretty good. Interesting changes.
Oh, we forgot to ask. Hey, he will.
It's
how
all
was
right.
Your week?
It's all right. I asked myself. That's why I just went right in there.
He said self. Myself said, huh?
See, what happened was it was a pretty smooth week. Got some changes going on right now. Adjusting, you know, sleep schedule. Cause I'm on a new shift at work. It's all going good, man. I like the way things are going right now. You know, it seems like, you know, for those of you that have been listening to us for a long time, you know, that I went through some struggles near the beginning of the year, and all those struggles seem to be, disappearing now.
I think we all did. The beginning of the year
sucked.
Yes,
especially you and I.
Yes.
You and I, we did.
Our beginning of 2018
was sucked. It wasn't terrible. It was terrible.
I'll tell you right now.
So we winning now, though.
I'm struggling to breathe with your shoes being off in the studio.
Oh,
did you just touch me with your foot? Oh.
All right.
I was wondering. I was like, who got the Funyuns, Joe?
Oh, for real, though? Well, I'm just trying to play me now.
I'm going to have to amputate this leg.
Really quick, I just remembered something. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, since we were giving shout-outs to family members, my brother told me when we were on vacation at my grandparents' house, he was like, yeah, I listen to the show. He's like, admittedly, I don't catch every episode, but he's like, I try and listen pretty often. So thanks, bro. Love you very much.
Awesome. Shout out.
Yeah. I don't know
he
if
does
he'll hear
he
this
does
episode
like the
or
show,
not.
Right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't keep listening if he didn't like it.
Sure.
We actually, you know what? This is going to be a really, this might be a really weird, I'm not even going to make it a shout out, but we appreciate all of our listeners, no matter who you are.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
With that being said, we actually, on my way here tonight, got a compliment from somebody who listened to the last episode when we interviewed Deontay.
Oh, really?
Hey.
It, you know, your godson, Gavin.
Mm-hmm. My guy, my little guy.
There's a new person in his life on his mother's side.
Oh.
And he admitted to having listened to the show.
Oh.
And he,
the plot thickens.
And he complimented us. He said he liked the show. He thought it was pretty cool. So, you know, thanks for listening to the show and tuning in.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Shout out to everybody that listens to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, the WRGM.com website, FCBRadio.com,
and
all of the major media outlets.
We love y'all. All right, so. I don't believe last week we got a chance to touch on the whole Kawhi Leonard trade with the San Antonio Spurs.
And we only have 3 minutes to do it.
We can make it quick. Toronto right. Raptors. So I don't have the full details. I just got the main pieces. Were DeMar DeRozan from the Raptors to the Spurs.
He ain't happy.
And not at all.
Not at all.
And Kawhi Leonard, well, I mean, they ain't happy with him and how he disappears in the playoffs. Oops,
but he only,
did
but,
I say that?
But he only mm-hmm. disappears against one player, and that's LeBron James.
LeBron?
Lebanon.
That's
Lebanon.
Up for debate.
Lebanon.
I mean,
Kyle Lowry shows up and shows out in the playoffs, but DeMar kind of just, you know, hangs off in the shadows.
Well, I want to ask you a question, CJ. I really want to get your view on this. DeMar DeRozan being upset. He said that he was lied to because he asked the GM directly, was he going to trade him? And the answer was no. And he took that very personally because he said, I took less money to stay here and all of those sorts of things, put my body on the line, et cetera. How does that impact a player? Would you, do you understand, you know, where he's coming from? Would you have felt the same way? Because, you know, some GMs will be like, look, we're having conversations about you with other, some GMs will tell you,
right.
You know, would you have felt the same way in that situation, especially after showing your loyalty to that team and that organization by taking less money than you could have taken?
In that situation, yes, just because of the fact that he went to the GM and talked to him and asked him flat out, you know, what's the deal? And he told him no, and he was good with that. and then to turn around and get traded, it does feel like a slap in the face. Now, I've been in the, you know, professional world and even in the collegiate world where head coaches will say, you know, well, I'm not going anywhere, and then the next year take the job to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that stuff happens. It's all part of the business. It's a what have you done for me lately and what can you do for me now? Mm-hmm. And right now they felt like he couldn't do as much for them now as getting Kawhi Leonard could. Mm-hmm. So they made the move. So I don't want to say you can't trust them, you know, the higher ups, but at the same time, just be knowledgeable of at any point in time, you could be on the chopping block and you can get shipped out.
And is that something that you used to like be aware of or think about? Not even necessarily think about all the time, but is that something that you would consider when you were doing your professional career that at any given time you could be put on the chopping block?
Yeah, I mean, after I got released in Orlando when I was with the Predators, at that point I was like, I'd been kind of pulling around every which way while I was down there. And two, I gotten injured, so it was just a bad situation. But that really showed me something. It really showed me that if you, in the sports world, if you can't produce or they feel like they can get something better for you, they're going to make that move. They're going to do what's best for them regardless of how you feel.
Because at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yeah, it's
But here's the
what's
here's
in
the,
it for me business.
But then here's the question that I want to pose to all of you, and then we got to go to break. But at the same time, though, the players, they make the argument of, okay, well, why is it okay when the team does it? And people just say it's a business. But when they decide to leave and go to different places and team up with each other, it becomes a problem.
Didn't like, you ask us that last week?
No, not last week. I don't believe so.
You've asked us this question before.
We've talked about this before. I don't remember us having this discussion on air. But I think it's important in the context of what we're discussing right now. Like, how do you feel about that? Because the players are like, well, look, you just said, hey, it's a business and the team's going to do what they need to do. So then how come the players can't do the same thing?
They can.
They can.
But they get criticized way more than in most cases the teams do when they do it.
I think it feels more personal when a player does it. Because I feel like that is not necessarily disrespectful, but that's like a direct, I don't want to be here, I don't want to play for your team. You know what I mean? And fans are really ingrained into that culture and that kind of thing. And so I think it feels like you don't love us. You don't like us. And so I think it just kind of makes it a little bit more personal than when it's just a team decision.
That's an excellent point.
Thanks.
That's an excellent point.
Every once in a while I have a good one. Not always, but sometimes.
I mean, it's. I can see how people get upset about it because then they're kind of like questioning the loyalty of that player.
Well, right. That's
And people, I feel like fans and the analysts will expect it from the higher ups in the front office. They expect them to make moves like that. Mm-hmm. They don't expect the players who are on the court playing. They're not supposed to be, you know, locked into that part of the game. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be just playing the game and out there for the fans.
Right.
At least
right.
That's what the perspective is from mm-hmm. just the general public. But us as players, we know, you know, sometimes we want to get in that bit. We want to know who's coming into our team mm-hmm. or if there's plans to get me out of here. So.
All right. On that note, we got to take a break. We'll be back here on Necessary Roughness. But make sure you stay tuned because we have a special interview with a veteran athlete by the name of Chris McGinnis who has participated in the Warrior Games. We'll be back here on Necessary Roughness.
Hey, everybody. This is Christy Maggard from Necessary Roughness coming at you. People love Netflix. I know my family and I, we're addicted to it. But for some reason, it might not be in their budget. And for others, they're paying for both Netflix and the data to watch it. Now you don't have to. With T-Mobile, you get unlimited data with Netflix included for the whole family. Me as a couponer, that is huge, which means you can watch thousands of shows and movies wherever you want, anytime you want, on any device that you want. Huge! With summer around the corner and everybody using phones and tablets all the time, this is awesome. And you can do it all without paying more. Wherever you want to watch, T-Mobile has you covered. Only at T-Mobile, you can get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included. And right now, buy a Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family can binge all the Netflix and all your favorites, all you want, on any device you want. Visit a T-Mobile store today or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
Unlimited data on their network, video streams at 480p, small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balance is due. Well-qualified customers, full price $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Hey, yo, welcome back to Necessary Roughness. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at NRCLE and on Facebook at Necessary Roughness Radio. And, of course, don't forget to go download that FCBRadio.com app from your Google Play Store or your Apple iTunes Store, where you can check out all the shows here on FCB Radio Network, like Views from the 216, Necessary Roughness Radio, The Todd Allen Show, The Jeff Brown Show, The Outlaws Radio Show. Then you could also check out Christie's The Rundown and Jessica Lavish's The Lifestyles of the Rich and Lavish. Also, if you want to check out some music, we got two radio stations on there. We got The Vibe.
Vibe by FCB.
Which plays hip-hop and R&B. And then we got Uptown, which plays R&B. So right now we have a special interview, as we mentioned at the end of the last segment, with Chris McGinnis, which is a buddy of CJ's. So CJ, I'm going to toss it to you. Go ahead and introduce our guy, and let's get this started.
Yes, yes, yes. We have a very special guest, as E. Will just said. This is a close personal friend of mine. A little too close, if you ask me, but that's regardless to be said. So this is Chris McGinnis. He's a veteran athlete from the Warrior Games. If you've been living in the dark, let me bring you to the light. The Warrior Games is for veterans of our beloved military who come and they compete in Olympic style events. And it's a great watch. John Stewart is a big supporter of it, and it's been on ESPN the past 3 years, I believe. Chris goes by many names: Molasses, Mac Daddy, Monster, but we just know him as Chris McGinnis. Chris, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you know what? Thank you for your service, too.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for the support.
Yeah, yeah, and you are, let's get this correct, let's get this right. You are an E5, right? That's a sergeant?
That is correct.
That's right, and he's officially retired, so we salute you, sir. You have done so much already in your life. Real brief, when were you deployed, and where to?
So, yeah, I was deployed to Afghanistan back in 2013 to 2014 for about 8.5 months.
Ooh, wow. Oh, I don't know if I could.
Yeah, that's a long deployment.
Right, right. Did you get into any... we kind of talked about this earlier, but did you get into any pranking wars and kind of big trouble with the guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, you guys kind of touched on a little bit, too, you know, being away from family, friends, and stuff like that for a long time. I mean, you can kind of get anxious, kind of get bored. So, obviously, the prank wars started. We kind of had one big thing that we used to do at nighttime when you're sleeping. We had a lot of duct tape laying around and things like that, 550 cord, which is a pretty heavy-duty cord, so... If you're sleeping in your sleeping bag and you had it over your head, you pretty much got tape shut inside your sleeping bag at night. So that was some fun times.
Yeah, fun times.
I'm claustrophobic. I flipped out.
And you said too, during like Christmas time, you guys dressed up. Is that true?
Oh yeah, I was a big Papa Smurf during Christmas of 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not, and if you've seen Chris, you know, in person, this is not no small Smurf looking guy. This is a big dude for him to be big and blue is that has to be a sight for sore eyes. So now you and me, we were at your brother's wedding. For those who don't know, he is the brother again of Willie McGinnis. He played on the Gladiators with me for 2014, 2015, and again this past year in 2017. And there was a special moment in 2014 I want to touch on real quick where Willie didn't know this, but the Gladiators actually brought Chris in to surprise him. Willie thought you were still deployed. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. And when we came out of the tunnel, Chris actually showed up at what like the middle of the field? Or you surprised? I can't remember what it was because it was such a hype moment.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. He kind of knew that I was getting ready to travel, come back home. He wasn't really sure exactly when about I was going to be back. So I kind of got with the marketing team there in Cleveland, and, you know, they were great, and they got me to come down on the field, and they actually announced me and, you know, said, hey, you know, we got a special guest. And then, you know, hey, we need, you know, Willie McGinnis to help us out here. and he thought he was just messing around with the camera and stuff, doing like commercial shout out and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, you know, they introduced me, and I ran out into the field, into the, you know, the team and whatnot. And he was at the end of the whole team, and you know, we shared our moment out there, and I got to, you know, break down the huddle with the team, and it was just a, you know, overwhelming moment. You know, you see those things on TV all the time, and it's like, oh man, that'd be really cool to do that someday. And I never would have thought that, you know, in all the years that I served, that I'd be able to do that one day. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to do that.
Two questions for you real quick. First of all, is there a YouTube video of that? And second, how many years did you serve?
Yes, there is a YouTube video. If you just type in probably Cleveland Gladiators, surprise, military surprise, mm-hmm. it should come up with my brother on there. And then I've been in for, I was in for 8 years. I served for 8 years.
It's a long time.
Yes, it is. Now, you were a defensive end. You played ball yourself at St. John's Fisher, New York. Is that correct?
Yep, St. John Fisher College, and yep, Rochester, New York.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about it because we shared in this. You went through your fair share of injuries too. Can you describe, what that mentality is of being injured, especially the first injury when it first happens and you really don't know what to expect and how you bounce back from that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, you know, it's kind of cliche, kind of, you know, funny to look back at now. I can laugh about it now. Obviously, at the time, I didn't really laugh about it. But I was kind of that kid growing up, man. It would really suck if you tear your ACL senior year of high school.
Oh.
And lo and behold, I was that kid that tore his ACL senior year of high school. So that was my first injury. Had a few more in college, a couple more knee injuries. Pretty much all the extent of all my injuries have been knee injuries. Some more meniscus and scar tissue removal. But a lot of my major issues came, again, while I was deployed in Afghanistan with some IDF. When I say IDF, that means indirect fire that we had. They were lobbing mortar rounds at us. And that's where I really suffered the blunt of most of my surgeries, where I came back from Afghanistan, had five more surgeries. And that's what led me to where I am today. I've got a plate and seven screws in my right leg now. So, unfortunately, you know, bouncing back and forth from surgeries. The first one, you know, I was sitting there, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back from this, especially an ACL surgery. You know, they tell you it's 6 months to a year recovery. You know, thank God I had great physical therapist, and she brought me back in 5.5 months, and, you know, wow. The rest is history with that. But, yeah, you know, bouncing back from injuries, you know, the mental game is something that I can, you know, attest to that's even stronger than actually the physical pain. The mental aspect of things is really hard to try to overcome as well.
Yeah, and you definitely bounced back mentally very well, because you did earn your bachelor's in education in sociology. So congrats on that, because the brother is educated, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is.
Shout out to the edumacation.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
And now you told me something that was cool during your college experience, that you actually started in the military while you were in college, right? And you called that split deployment or something like that, right?
Yeah, so yeah, I started my sophomore year of college, and it's called split ops.
Yeah.
So with our split ops, that kind of just kind of break it down for you really quick. What that means is I went to school for for the year, and then in the summer I went to my basic training, came back, and then for another school year, and then went the following year for my AIT, which is my job training. So, so it's split off. So I went, you know, year to year, summer to summer for basic training. So that was kind of, you know, a little bit rough, too, from playing at about 270 for, you know, football weight, and then dropping down to about 225 for military weight. So that was fun times, but not really.
and real quick, too, I kind of talked to him about this earlier when we were talking earlier today. If you guys know what Q-Dogs are, the fraternities in college, black fraternity, they do a thing with their hands. It's called the hooks. And if you throw up the hooks, you're in trouble, because if you're not a Q-Dog, you're not supposed to do that. Well, Chris explained to me that in the Army, if you say hoorah and you're not in the Army, that's a bad thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all our military branches, you got your own little saying and whatnot. And, you know, it really is, especially like I kind of told you earlier, touched base with it earlier, especially if you're in uniform and yell at the other branches, like slogan pretty much, that's pretty much grounds for fighting, you know, pretty much any time. But it's all good fun and camaraderie, like I said. And it's kind of like sports, you know, we get after each other, but it's in a good way. We're just one big family.
Yeah, I was just going to say, pretty much all the branches beat up on each other in one way or another.
Now, is that like...
Oh, absolutely.
Is that like the same thing for civilians, too? Like, if a civilian were to, you know, do URA and they're not in the military, is that kind of frowned upon?
I mean, it's kind of, you know, with anything, I mean, I don't mean to sound in a bad way, but civilians are just civilians, I guess.
Oh, you regulars. So Chris, let me ask
you. But it's all good. No, man, we like to have fun with, you know, the civilians too. But, you know, with anything, it's all good fun. And, you know, kind of like I was talking about with CJ too, with a lot of the stuff that we've been going through and touching base with the Warrior Games and stuff too. It's really cool to bring to light the awareness with everything too, which is cool on the civilian aspect of it, that, you know, a lot of people didn't know about the Warrior Games, didn't know about, you know, where I was at Walter Reed too. So that's cool to bring that awareness. It's been huge too. So it's been fun.
So do us a favor and tell us kind of two things here. How did you find out about the Warrior Games, and kind of explain to us, you know, what exactly goes into it, like who participates in the Warrior Games?
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of got involved. Like I said, I got to Walter Reed in Bethesda, Maryland in 2014. It took me probably a good part of a year and a half to really accept the fact that, you know, hey, I'm not going to be able to do things like I used to be able to do. And that's where I got involved with Adaptive Sports there at Walter Reed. And in doing so, that's where I got introduced to the Army Trials. And at Army Trials, that's basically where all Army service members, wounded, ill, or injured, can compete to try to try out to make the Army team for the Warrior Games. And so I was lucky enough, this has actually been my second year competing this year, to make the team. And obviously, you know, I made the team and we went to the Warrior Games last year, or 2 years ago, it was in Chicago. This last year, it was at the Air Force Base, Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. So it was a lot of fun. That's how I kind of got introduced to that.
Do you have to be a veteran, or do you have to be retired or current or both, or who kind of competes?
Actually, you can be both. So my first year, I was still considered active duty, and then this last year, because I just retired, I medically retired last October, so I was considered a veteran this year.
Okay.
Awesome. And kind of real quick too, man, I know it feels real good to get out there and compete, especially with the rivalries between, you know, Army and Navy and Army and Air Force, but how special was it for you, because you're a father, correct?
Yeah, I got two boys.
Yeah, how special was it for you to have your son out there watching you compete?
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of to touch back on your other question too, before I hit this question real quick too. We have all our other counterparts too, like the UK and Australia and Canada too, also compete in the Warrior Games as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, to touch on just your last question there too. You know, there's nothing like you know, I'm not sure if any of your counterparts there too have kids, but you know, being a parent is above and beyond anything that you could ever, you know, imagine in the world. So having my oldest there, Ace, with me at the Warrior Games this year was an incredible time. He pretty much stole the show, as he always does anywhere he goes. But he's a year and a half now. Actually, today he's 19 months, which is pretty cool.
Hey, happy birthday,
shout
Ace.
Out to him.
Yes, thank you. So yeah, it was an awesome moment. It's memories that we get to hold on to for a lifetime. And you know, for me, I really take pride in it. And hopefully, I can show them that, you know, no matter what you know, you suffer or go through in life, I just really want to show them that, you know, we're never down and out. Especially, you know, us in the military, what we go through, we're never down and out of the fight, and you can continue no matter what you go through. So I really hope that I created a legacy and can show him that, you know, we continue on no matter what.
Well, Chris, man, we know, I know there's no bias here, but which team is the best? Is it the Army, Navy?
Wait, say that again?
I said, which team do you think is the best?
I mean, I don't know if this is phone tapping now, but obviously, you know, the Army is. Clearly.
There you go.
All right, well, Chris, thank you, man. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Again, thank you for your service, and keep it pushing, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Chris. Thank you for coming on the show. On that note, we got to go to break. We'll be back here on Necessary Roughness.
Yo, this is Darvio the Kingpin Morrow, and I want you to check out my brand new song called Trust Me, featuring Madeline Hayes.
cause he out doing what he do, and I'm out doing what I do, but still thinking about you. How did we get caught up in this? Been knowing each other forever, and it's never been like
telling
this.
Me just you wanna chill for a minute and see if we can put this thing back together when we finish. Just
get Trust Me Now on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, and all other major digital outlets, from FCB Records, The Orchard, and Sony Music Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is your man, Jeff Brown, from The Jeff Brown Show. Listen, Happy People Wednesday. I need you to come out and hang out with me every Wednesday down at Rock 21 Grill in downtown Cleveland. That's right, 1425 East 21st Street. Meet me there, featuring the hottest DJ in the city, DJ Ellery, as he be on the ones and twos. That's right, 5 p.m., meet me at Rock 21 Grill. It's going to be good vibes with great people. It's Happy People Wednesdays, presented by The Jeff Brown Show. See you there. Peace.
Hey, yo, welcome back to Necessary Roughness. Once again, this is Eric E. Will Williams alongside Christy Maggard.
Hey, hey.
CJ Cobb.
Wakanda forever.
Call me the White Wolf. And Darvio the Kingpin Morrow.
Yo.
You know it. It comes to the time of the show where we send it over to the superstar, Christy Maggard, to do the rundown. Let's get it.
Woohoo. Okay, so Chance Warmack, offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles, will be the first NFL player to collect on a loss of value policy. Warmack took out an insurance policy that has him collect if his second contract was less than $20 million. Lloyd's of London informed him this week that he would receive the maximum payout of about $3 million. So, interesting way to get your bucks, but right. Whatever works.
To each their own.
Yeah, I know, I guess.
Get your money, young man.
Right. Yeah, right. Despite an open investigation into a home invasion at an Atlanta-area home that he owns, Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy feels very confident about being able to play this season. July 10th, McCoy's ex-girlfriend was beaten and robbed of jewelry in the home. Wow. And McCoy recently deflected several questions and did not directly address whether he was a subject of interest in that ongoing open investigation. Mm. Yeah, but wow. That seems a little...
Quick recovery for her.
I mean, I hope she's okay, but that just seems really weird and specific. But anyway, Atlanta Falcons coach Dan Quinn knew that five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Julio Jones, or is it Julio Jones?
Julio.
Jones.
Did you say Julio?
Julio.
I know.
She's so
white. It's that hooked on Phonics backfire.
I've been in the car a really, really long
pronounce
time.
Pronounce every word.
Julio.
Julio.
I corrected right away. I knew it when I said it. Whatever, still on vacation time, would report to training camp despite a contract dispute. A contract adjustment was announced by the team this week that has been made to Jones's current deal to boost his scheduled $10.5 million contract versus reworking the deal with, he's got 3 years and $34.426 million remaining. The adjustment is believed to increase his salary by $2 million. Seattle Seahawks have waived offensive lineman Malik McDowell.
Really yes. Quick, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Come back to that.
Uh-huh.
There was some, I don't want to say controversy, but there was some fans questioning the Falcons organization because the GM, Thomas Dimitroff, and the mm-hmm. head coach, Dan Quinn, mm-hmm. both just received contract extensions. Hmm. While the fans are wondering why Julio isn't getting himself a contract extension.
Julio! Mm.
And that $2 million was actually taken away from, I think, next year's part of his deal and brought in as like a signing bonus for this year.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you know, as long as the numbers work for him, it doesn't matter how, which way.
I just want my boy to be on the field because y'all know that's my favorite NFC team.
Well, he still has 3 years
in Brotherhood,
left,
rise
so
up, baby. Let's go, Falcons.
Hopefully that'll all work out. Yes. So the Seahawks waived offensive lineman Malik McDowell with a non-football injury designation prior to their first training camp. The Seahawks drafted McDowell in 2017, but he never played after suffering a severe concussion during an ATV accident. Mm. And there was one other player, Cam, and I can't remember his last name, that they also waived as well on an injury basis.
Maybe you should call Deontay Morrow from the Morrow Group.
That's right.
Yeah,
nice
there
plug
you go.
From our cousin. Right?
Dang,
there you go.
I mean, can I get in there? I was an offensive lineman. I still got it. I'll kick step right now.
Oh, my goodness. A fan cost Alex Bregman a triple when he interfered with a Rockies left fielder, and I'm going to mispronounce it too, Gerardo Pereira. During the Astros Rockies game recently, and I will admit I watched the video and they replayed it too, like the umpires did. I couldn't really, I guess I wasn't watching it closely enough or I was distracted, but I couldn't really see where the fan got his glove on it, but it did kind of take a different trajectory and it actually hit Pereira in the face. It's well, no, he's okay. It was actually a little bit funny, but he's fine. But Bregman is actually on the video saying a naughty, naughty word because he was very, very peeved.
Upset.
That he was called out. Yeah, it changed the whole
complexion of the game.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I was trying to think of a word and I couldn't come up with it. So
well, and did you see his? His after the game press conference.
They're like bleep, 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 bleep.
Yes, there was an expletive, at least one in there that I read.
No, there was like four.
Well, I read
there
like
was one per sentence.
I read like the quote, and it was like the expletive game, and I'm like right off the bat, he's opening it live.
It sounded like this show when we're not on the air.
So, I mean, how frustrating would that be if you're a player and you get like a game-changing triple and then a fan comes out of nowhere and reaches into the field and...
I might get in trouble, but you want to like smack, you forget that the fan is a fan.
Right.
And you want to like smack him.
Yeah.
Quick. You get angry and then you get real frustrated because you know you can't, but you really want to.
So now when you were playing the way that the arena is set up in the AFL, the fans are very, very close to the action.
As close as he is to me right now. Yes.
Right. Is there anything that they did or could do when you were playing that would interfere with a play or anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, fans would reach over the boards all the time. And like, you'll see a receiver and a DB going up for a ball, and a fan will actually catch it over.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, you wouldn't really know what to do. You look at the ref like, ref, do something. The ref's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, what's the call in that situation?
Yeah, so what usually happens is, like, security will come down and, depending on the arena rules, they'll either escort the fan out or they'll give him like a warning, tell him not to do it again.
Mm.
But I mean, in Cleveland, I love our fans because they did it quite a few times to help us. So, you know, reach over, hey, I say grab, yay, do what you got to do.
That sounds like Cleveland.
Yeah,
they're part of the team, baby.
Well, you know,
ninth man.
Yeah, I was gonna say sixth man, but that's basketball. But right. Same.
I got you.
But. I wonder whatever happened to that headphones guy. Remember that in the World Series, that guy that caught that ball? And he was, like, pretending like it didn't happen. Everybody was, like, booing him. Whatever happened to that guy? That's, like, the worst
threats.
15 minutes of fame you could possibly have.
Absolutely.
He probably still gets death threats. Actually.
Probably. I wonder if people just get in the heat of the moment, like, they just want to catch a ball or, like, they're just there. It's coming at me. I'm going to get it. And they don't, like, really think about what they're actually doing.
Well, you got to remember too, there's one major thing that is also sold during most sporting events that kind of inebriates, and that's like big points for me because that's a big word. Inebriates.
College word.
Yeah, exactly. I have my degree.
That's CJ's ACT word of the day. Congratulations.
I had that on my board at home, like word of the month. I had to use that somewhere.
On a dry erase board.
It's good to have goals.
So it kind of hinders their, you know, awareness of what's going on around them, and right. All they want to do is like be a part of it. So
they
kind of lose themselves.
Yeah, that's funny. So that's all I got for the rundown this week, but I know we had
a couple
of things.
Today.
Well, I had five.
Well, you know what? How about Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah. All right. We got a minute and a half left. We can do that.
You guys didn't intermix your comments between my things.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was.
There you go.
It was
shift
bland.
Blame. That's it. Shift blame. Heck
transfer
yeah.
of responsibility.
Thanks a lot, Darvio.
It was June.
Didn't say that.
It was July sports talk. That's what it was. It's always a little struggle for those of you just to kind of peel the curtain back.
Carmelo Anthony was bought out by the Thunder, and there's rumors going around now that he will sign with James Harden and Chris Paul with the Houston Rockets.
Yes, man, so by the time this show airs, he may be there already.
Barring any crazy change of mind.
Right. So,
but he said he won't be on the bench.
Now, let me ask you. I'm glad you said that because that's the main reason why I wanted to talk about this. As a player, how do you feel about that?
That's very presumptuous. Presumptuous? I have a hard time saying that word. That was my second word. But yeah,
he is not inebriated. So by the way,
I may be after the show. But to come into a situation where you know you're pretty much the new guy on the team, even if you are a veteran, you know it's understood that you obviously don't want to sit on the bench, or maybe you do, kind of like D Wade, you know, made that decision himself. But that just kind of shows a bit of an ego when you come in. You go, "Oh, I'm not going to be on the bench. I don't care where I go," you know. So as
the other players, how would you react?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that.
Because it's like you're not even on a team yet. You're telling me you're going to take my spot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Now I'm going to fight you.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break here on Necessary Roughness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, CJ King Cobb from Necessary Roughness Show. You know, people love Netflix, but for some, it isn't in their budget. And for others, they're paying for both Netflix and the data to watch it. Now they don't have to. With T-Mobile, you get unlimited data with Netflix included for the whole family. Which means you can all watch thousands of shows and movies, whatever you want, anytime you want, on any device you want. All without paying more. Whenever you want to watch, T-Mobile has you covered. Only at T-Mobile you can get an unlimited family plan with Netflix included. And right now, buy a Samsung Galaxy S9 and get one free with 24 monthly bill credits. So you and your family could binge watch all those shows you're too embarrassed to tell your friends you watch. All on your new phones. But that's okay. I promise I won't tell anybody. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
Unlimited data on their network, video streams at 480p, small fraction of customers using over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speeds. If you cancel, balances due. Well-qualified customers, full price, $720 plus tax. Finance agreements required. Netflix for two screens. Terms apply.
Yo, welcome back to Necessary Roughness. Once again, make sure you follow the show on Twitter at NRCLE and on Facebook at Necessary Roughness Radio. And, of course, don't forget to go download that FCBRadio.com app from your Google Play Store or your Apple iTunes. So you can check out FCBRadio.com and all the shows and radio stations we have here on the network. And one last time, CJ, give a quick plug to our buddy, Mr. McGinnis.
Yeah. So, once again, thank you to Chris for calling in and hanging with us. And check out the Warrior Games, people. Really, it's really a fun, just awesome thing to watch. ESPN usually airs it. Jon Stewart is a big supporter of it. And, yeah, go support our military.
That's awesome. He was such a cool guy. I could probably talk to him for, like, another 4 hours.
Absolutely.
And he really was cool.
By the way, too, that I asked him, like, what the medal count is for Army, and he's like, we just won so many, I don't know. So Army is a real deal in the Warrior Games, man. I'm telling y'all, watch it. It's a lot of fun. It's great. It's a great television. ESPN usually
airs. Just wait till I tell my brother about it. I'm going to get him in on it.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to look up that video, too.
Yeah, check your local listings.
He's been training by running away from bears.
What?
He saw a bear at my by my grandparents' house.
I was going to say, what kind of white people stuff is this?
Where do they live?
That's in the Amish country?
No. My grandparents in Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan.
Oh.
Yes. And he was running.
What do you think he is, the Revenant?
And he saw a black bear.
Why'd it have to be a black bear?
He saw a black bear.
Because it flipping was,
the
Eric.
Black bear probably had a gun.
Did he call the police?
Burt Kreischer. Nobody did run away. He did run away.
Black bear wouldn't do numbers.
All right, I'm going to bring this back in before we go off the rails here.
Nope, too late.
It already
So we're going to do like a little Cleveland mashup here, bring you up to date on some of the bigger news in the Cleveland sports world as of late.
The land.
The land, you know it. So obviously, one of the two biggest stories coming out of Cleveland this past week was somebody who got a contract extension by the name of Kevin Love for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes, sir.
Now, I think it helped Darvio's case in the sense that he won't be traded until about 2 years into the contract instead of now.
depending on how he plays.
Right. I don't know how I feel about the contract yet because I feel as though they should have waited to see how he plays without LeBron, with him being the guy for the team now. Because what did he ever do on his own in Minnesota? How far did he ever get them?
In the West on a garbage team.
Right. And that's a thing of it. Different team, different coach, different atmosphere, different experience. Yeah. How many more years has he been here veteran status?
This extension is so long to some degree that he will, by the end of it, if he makes it through the whole extension, mm-hmm. he will have actually been here longer than in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that goes to your point. Like,
now, with
it's
that being
totally
said,
different.
Do you think this winds up being his final contract before he retires?
It's possible. I doubt it. I think because of the way that Kevin Love is, his game is not predicated upon athleticism. Right. So it can age well. You could see him in a Paul Gasol or a Dirk Nowitzki type situation where they just continue to play because Kevin Love has never really been that athletic to begin with. So his game is not based on that. As far as the deal is concerned, and I'll try to make this quick so we can get to other topics, but as far as the deal is concerned, I love the deal. Because of what it represents. First of all, mm-hmm. you kept your star player, which was the most important, and he's still in his prime. He's not out of his prime yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? He will be most likely by the time the contract ends, but he's still in his prime right now, number one. Number two, it means what I've been saying from the very beginning when LeBron left, it is not the Cavaliers' intention to tank. They are going to try to be competitive. And if they just happen to suck, they just happen to suck. And they'll get the draft pick that way anyway. But they're not going to lose on purpose, which is what I've been saying from the very beginning. Because those of you who know Dan Gilbert, you two in particular, have had dealings with companies that he runs, he knows how competitive he is. Mm-hmm. The Cavaliers do not want to go through what they went through before when LeBron left. It was awful. The dark days. 26 game losing streak and all of that. They don't want to go back to that, and which is what I've been saying from jump. That was part of our whole necessary roughness argument session on.
Speaking of
in the text message. They don't want to tank.
I think I noticed something on Twitter this morning. Didn't you just get into an argument with somebody on Twitter today?
About
the Kevin Love thing?
Oh, I did get in an argument. Not today. You noticed that, huh?
I did. I caught it.
Who are you tweet fighting, man?
So I did get into an argument. I'm not going to say his name out here, but I did get into an argument with another radio host in the city of Cleveland on one of the sports stations. So, yeah, I forgot all about that. I'm glad you noticed.
You're welcome.
That. Yeah. I argued with this guy for probably about 2.5-3 hours.
You'll never get those hours back.
Darvio doesn't care. It's basketball.
Exactly. I don't care. It's basketball. And I love having the conversation about basketball. And I don't like discussing it with people that don't really know much about the game.
Shots fired.
I'm just saying. Wow. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it's
I'm
like,
come
on.
I'm not naming Christy Maggard directly, but I'm saying
I know you didn't
Christy
say,
Maggard.
I know you no, didn't say, I would, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. As I say, with all due respect.
No, Christy, I would have had more of an enjoyment of having a debate with you. Because I know really? Where you're coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was fun,
though. I mean, at the end of the day, it was all good. I mean, I walked away, he walked away, and it's all good. He's still completely and totally wrong, but it is what it is. basically, the argument was over whether the Cavs should tank or not tank. And you all know that I've been arguing from the very beginning that they should not tank because there's no guarantee of success. You can have all the draft picks if you want, but if you get the number one pick and you pick another Anthony Bennett, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
So, all right.
Like I said before, man, you tank, you start creating a losing culture around your team, mm-hmm. and that's not what you want. Not after you've been through a losing streak from back in the day when LeBron first left. So,
and there are still members of the front office that are still here who were there at the time. They don't want to go through that again.
They just need to clean house and get rid of all the scouts and get some new scouts. All right. Anyways, so the second biggest story out of Cleveland this week. So, obviously, you know, the Cavs have had success. The Indians, I believe, are first place in our division right now.
By a lot.
Right. but through and through, everybody knows that Cleveland has been known for many, many, many years as a Browns town.
Why, I don't know, but yes.
The fan base is amazing. It's a diehard fan base, probably the best in the league. And so training camp has started. The Woo-hoo! Browns were chosen to be the team that HBO Hard Knocks would follow.
Nice. When does that show start, by the way? Does anybody know?
I believe August 7th, maybe. Don't quote me on that.
It starts when training camp starts.
Well, the recording does.
Now.
Anyways, the biggest story coming out Hee-haw. Was the fact that Josh Gordon decided to take time away from the team and enter a rehab facility.
All right. Well,
I don't know if I should clap. I mean, that's good. But what is this, the third time?
Well, here's the problem.
Second?
Fourth? The NFL came out and said that there was no suspension. There was no failed drug test, anything like that. It's indefinite, though, that did come out. John Dorsey had a statement, came out and said he would support him and they'd welcome him back with open arms. But then there's also rumors coming out that they're looking at Dez Bryant. And so there's just a lot of what ifs that are going to this. Now, I have two thoughts on this. One, what I really hope the thing is I almost feel as though this is the team's way and effort in keeping him away from the extra added limelight and pressure that may come from the HBO Hard Knocks.
I've read that.
You know, hey, let's, because if I believe I read somewhere that it may have been team doctor recommended. So yeah, that almost makes it feel too. Like he did this because the team wanted him away from HBO. Because maybe HBO were to maybe bring things up that the team didn't want to be brought up. Who knows?
Right. I've also heard that a lot of players, and maybe you can touch on this, CJ. I've heard a lot of players, especially veteran players, don't really like doing training camp anyway. So that might have also been a way to kind of keep him from having to go through the rigors and the stress of training camp.
Hell no, a lot of players don't like doing training camp. Especially when you have to go like full in football, you have to go full pads.
Yeah.
No.
It's still hot in August in Ohio.
But in the NFL it's different from the AFL because in the NFL they take care of their guys. So the guys that have been with the team like for a number of years, your Peyton Mannings, your Tom Brady's.
Your Joe Thomas's.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, those guys aren't going to take as many reps, period. Right. So, because I went to a Browns training camp, and one of my former teammates, Kit O'Brien, who played on the Gladiators with me,
I remember
he had a shot at the Browns last year in 2017.
He played for Indianapolis too, didn't he?
Yes, he was picked up by Indy for I'm not sure how long he was there, but he definitely got his foot in the door. So I was proud of him for that. But, yeah, Joe Thomas was standing on the side for most of, you know, the practice. He would get in on some of the drills, you know, go through the drills and stuff. But, yeah, they keep their multi-million dollar guys. They make sure that they stay good because they already know what they can do.
Right.
So I'm cheering for Josh Gordon. I hope he gets better. When he's available, he's a Hall of Fame caliber talent. The problem from the Browns' perspective, though, is you can't count on him. So they have to do something. Whatever they have to do to protect themselves is what they have to do. And if Josh is able to come back, he's able to come back. But they can't count on him. They just can't.
They got Jarvis Landry, though.
Speaking of Jarvis Landry, who is his counterpart, he came out and said, quote, "You'll be lucky if we don't score 40 on you. If we get everyone playing to their potential, we can win the Super Bowl this year," end quote. And this was him on the 2018 Browns offense. Since we're kind of up against the show ending, real quick, around the room, Darvio, what do you think of those thoughts?
I love it. I think that's what you're supposed to think. That's how you're supposed to feel. And even if you even if you miss that goal, maybe you make the playoffs if you're thinking like that. So I love it.
Kirsty.
Yeah, I got to kind of piggyback on that. I know I sound like a copycat, but that's the right mentality to have. If you think like a winner, you're going to be a winner. So hopefully they'll at least have a 50-50 season, not a losing season.
CJ.
Go get it. That's all I got to say. Go get it. That's how you come in there. That's how you do it. You shake it up, baby. Yeah, go get
it. Be excited to play.
That's what I say. I'm going to say put up or shut up. So I'm expecting him to put up and not shut up. And you
know, Jaguars, though.
Boy, bye.
Duval.
You're fired.
Almost cussed you
just
out.
Had to. Hey. Just had to.
Mama Cobb, we're still going to interview you, but your son's got to go.
No love?
All right, on that note, we got to go. Thank you for joining us this week here on Necessary Roughness. We'll see you here next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
DR.
The FCB Radio Network. First class broadcasting worldwide.